This is Sunny for Chico Soul. This week, Chico Soul covered rural healthcare in the North State and immigration enforcement developments. Torichi Primary Care in Corning closed abruptly in early January, leaving its patients without care. Torichi is one of about 150 clinics that have shut down across the country after federal healthcare cuts went into effect with President Trump's budget legislation, which he called the Big Beautiful Bill. Experts say that the expiration of Enhanced Affordable Care Act premium tax credits caused 15 million Americans to lose health care, and that over 700 hospitals across the country are either cutting services and staff or facing closure. And healthcare advocates, meanwhile, say political battles over government funding have translated into real suffering of rural local communities, including those of Northern California. Vaishu Jawahar, Director of Policy Programs at Protect Our Care, explained that, quote, doctors and hospitals face cuts to reimbursement that threaten their ability to continue serving their communities. Many healthcare providers, especially in rural areas, are already facing slim margins and are coming to the realization that they won't be able to weather the GOP's blow, forcing them to close their doors. An assistant practice manager of Torichi told Chico Soul that some patients were notified ahead of the clinic's closures, but others were not. There was a notice that was posted on the Torichi door, which stated, quote, if you're tired of having your health and safety treated like a commodity to be bought and sold for profit, contact your local congressman, senator, or the president and demand to switch to universal health care for all in the next election. Chico Soul's story on the Torichi closure profiled users of the clinic, including the Hamiltons, who live in Red Bluff. Josh Hamilton was a patient at Torichi covered by California's Medicaid program, also known as Medi-Cal. He is a local maintenance worker who was receiving temporary disability insurance after being injured in a car accident in November 2025. His wife, Angela Hamilton, told Chico Soul, quote, he is in so much pain and it even led him to the ER. He is going through doctor's appointments with MRI and pain management and is not able to function at his work. On January 12th, the Hamiltons were going to Torichi to have Josh recertified for disability so he could continue receiving benefits while unable to work. Angela said she was shocked by how the clinic handled the closure and the challenges of retrieving medical records. Quote, walking up to the door, locked, and seeing the closure notice was devastating. He hasn't been paid for about a week. It affects how we can't pay bills or even get groceries. Ashley Michelle Arnold, who was a Torichi patient and has a background in healthcare advocacy, told Chico Soul that her immediate concern following the Corning Clinic closure was for the patients who are indigent and have mobility issues. Here's Arnold speaking with Chico Soul.
I was upset. My immediate concern, admittedly, wasn't for Sunshine, but for the patients, not myself, but the knowing that they had just shuttered their Chico location, I want to say 2-3 months earlier, and there were already so many in Chico who could not make the commute to their Corning office that I couldn't help but think about those same individuals. Where are they going to get care? There is a critical deficit of accessible care in Butte County. And if someone argues with me, they will always say, well, you can go to any clinic, you can go to any practice, you can find another provider. And my response is, yes, care is available, but care is not accessible. They are not the same thing.
Turning now to immigration and enforcement in the North State. 3 days of protest in Chico began on Friday, January 30th, with student walkouts to protest the militarization of immigration enforcement. A protest in South Chico on Saturday, January 31st, is said to have been attended by up to 2,000 people. There was a candlelight vigil organized on Sunday, February 1st, by local nurses and their national union to honor people who have been killed by federal agents. The union's website said that it's holding a week of action to, quote, demand that Congress vote to immediately abolish this racist, violent, and lawless agency. The union also states, quote, ICE messed with the wrong profession. The vigil in Chico drew at least 200 protesters who lined the esplanade across from Enloe Medical Center, many wearing red and some carrying signs paying tribute to Minneapolis ICU nurse Alex Preti. An Enloe nurse who participated in the vigil called Preti's January 24th killing an execution, noting that he was shot while trying to protect a woman who was being pushed to the ground. Here's protester Eric Smith speaking to Chico Soul.
Watching what happened to Alex Preti in the streets of Minneapolis really, really hit home. And I've already been troubled by the increased tyranny that we're seeing in this country. And to see Alex Preti is his last, you know, he was a VA ICU registered nurse. You know, he took care of heroes, and he is heroic in his own right, in my estimation. And one of his last living actions was to help somebody who was in distress, who had fallen down, and trying to help that person get up after being sprayed by some kind of gas. And I'm here just because we need to remember Alex Preti. We need to remember what true heroes look like, and we need to carry forward. We need to carry on with his work.
Meanwhile, the immigration crackdown is continuing what are called targeted enforcements in the rural North State. In one case, a Corning woman went to the Red Bluff courthouse to resolve a traffic ticket, according to a source who asked to be identified as a community advocate. The woman was detained, taken to the ICE subfield office in Redding briefly, and was either deported or self-deported to Mexico the following day. Chico Soul is working to confirm the details with people who are directly involved. And in Shasta County, the news site ShastaScout.org continues to examine the Redding ICE office. It's believed that about 7 people have been detained by ICE at or near Butte County Superior Court in Oroville. ChicoSoul.org posted a story by Cal Matters about the efforts of California Supreme Court Justice Patricia Guerrero to preserve access to the judicial system as the Trump administration continues to make arrests in courthouses. Immigration enforcement agencies in general did not make arrests in courthouses during the Biden administration, a policy meant to ensure that people would feel safe participating in the judicial system. That changed when President Trump took office. The Republican administration has allowed agents to arrest people in and around courthouses. Chief Justice Guerrero said, quote, "The type of immigration enforcement action that we've seen instills fear in witnesses, litigants, and creates problems for them being able to access the courts." Guerrero's office has documented immigration enforcement incidents at 17 courthouses, with the most activity reported at the Superior Court of Shasta County. The Judicial Council plans to vote in late April on whether to require courts to formally track and report these arrests. That would require courts to regularly submit data to the Judicial Council on civil arrests in and around superior courthouses. Guerrero said, quote, "I'm less interested in making statements, trying to tell people what they're doing is wrong, and instead trying to find a way forward so that our courts are informed." That means looking for ways for state courts to assert their authority. Guerrero pointed to remote hearings, educating the branch about its legal authority, and connecting the public with resources so that they can pursue additional remedies. Meanwhile, North State residents are organizing and discussing protest safety in the wake of intensified immigration enforcement in Butte and Tehama counties and nationwide. In response, local groups are taking action. NorCal Resist Chico has distributed what it calls whistle kits, that include whistles and Know Your Rights flyers to businesses and community members throughout the North State in recent weeks. Organizers from NorCal Resist Chico stressed that it's important not to spread unverified information through texting and social media, as has happened several times in Chico. Quote, "We're afraid that if there are too many unverified reports, it might make people skeptical of verified reports. We want to make sure that when the time comes and ICE is in town, people can rely on that information." NorCal Resist Chico can verify reports of sightings if people send photos or other information to their phone number. That phone number is 916-382-0256. That's 916-382-0256. The Butte Defense Equity Project held a Know Your Rights and Risks training for protesters and activists on January 25th, which was attended by almost 200 people. Legal investigators from the Sacramento National Lawyers Guild chapter gave the audience tips on staying safe during protests and information about police tactics and constitutional rights. They recommended turning off your mobile phone's advertising ID to prevent further surveillance via a tool called WebLock that is used by ICE. And they also recommended using airplane mode at protests. They noted that filming police in public is legal in California, and if you are challenged, say aloud, "I am not interfering," from a safe distance. For non-citizens who have documentation giving them legal status, they recommend carrying your green card or work permit with you. Chico immigration attorney Lori Lane attended the training and volunteered her views on the matter of carrying documentation as a general practice. Quote, "Anyone who thinks they could be at risk of being detained by ICE should carry some evidence of their status here in the United States. If you're a US citizen, I would suggest you carry with you your US passport. There is profiling based on one's color. Should we have to do it? No, but we're living in different times." This has been Sunny for Chico Soul. Follow the latest, in addition to resources from NorCal Resist Chico to report possible ICE sightings, at chicosoul.org. That's Chico, S-O-L, dot